And in our prayers this morning, we are going to have a moment of silence so that on our hearts we can lift up any names or concerns that we have. And also in that moment of silence, we will specifically name, not the names on the list today, but actually our homebound members. We are going to uplift their names today. Please rise for a time of prayer. Let us pray for the whole people of God and Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O God, who is one in Trinity and Trinity in unity, restore us to oneness with ourselves and with other people, even as you have restored us to oneness with you, through faith in our Lord Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. O God, who is one in Trinity and Trinity in unity, help the leaders of the civil realm, both here and around the world, to follow paths of justice for all people, protecting the weakest and poorest in every society, and to practice honesty and integrity in all their affairs. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O God, who is one in Trinity and Trinity in unity, be with all people who suffer affliction of body, mind, or spirit. Lord, today we pray for Tom recovering from a recent heart attack and for Janine as she has a health concern. Lord, we also uplift those mourning the loss of loved ones, for Bill and his family mourning the loss of Lorraine, for the Minor family mourning the loss of Mal. Uplift those families. Give them hope in the midst of grief. Lord, we also remember those who are homebound and not able to be with us today. We pray for Bill, Ethel, Carla, Joyce, John and Lucy, Grace, Joan, Twyla, John, Kathy, Karen, Ken and Betty, Joan, Bev, and Margaret. Lord, also we pray for your ear to be tuned into our hearts in this moment of silence in which we uplift concerns and names, even some that are only known to you. Grant that all people may look to you and experience healing and wholeness according to your good and gracious will. Lord, in your mercy. O God, who is one in Trinity and Trinity in unity, remind us of your power. We are quick to turn to others for help in our times of transition. Instead, give us a heart to turn to you as we experience the sudden changes in life. We ask that you would especially give your strength and guidance to Jackson as he graduates this year from high school. Give him a heart that turns to you first and always. Thank you for your consistency and constancy in our lives and his. Lord, in your mercy. All glory, honor, power, and might be unto you, dear Father, who with your Son Jesus are living and reigning in the unity of love by the Holy Spirit, ever one God in three persons, both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.